Tutuloy po natin yung ating pong pag-aaral sa aklat po ng Jeremias or Jeremiah. At nais ko lang pong batiin po muna ang mga kapatiran po nating nanonood. No, hindi lamang po kapatiran po natin dito sa Baguio, but we are encouraging even yung mga kapatiran po natin sa Pangasinan, sa San Carlos po, na mag-tune in po sila. No, nagkaroon din po ng pagdidesisyon din po kami na kailangan din po naming medyo i-postpone ang ating pong Bible study po doon. Dahil mayroon pong COVID cases po mismo doon sa barangay kung saan po tayo nag-Bible study, nag-gather. So, precautionary na lamang po para sa ganun ay hindi naman po makita na tayo ang rason kung bakit magkakaroon po ng transmission. So, we decided po na medyo i-postpone po ng dalawang linggo. No? Although, andun pa rin po ang pagkukumustahan, andun pa rin po ang pagkukommunicate sa isa't isa. And we encourage them to tune in sa ating pong live streaming po. So we would like to greet po, good morning po sa mga taga San Carlos. Masantos sa kabuasan at sikay namin. Yan. Okay, so last week po ay pinag-aralan po natin ang paghatol ng Panginoon, God's judgment. At doon po natin nakita ang estado ho ng bansang Israel tungkol po sa kabanalan ng Panginoon at ang ensuing judgment sa kanila dahil sa kanila pong rebellion at dahil po sa kanila pong pagtalikod sa Kanya. Ngayong araw po na ito, titingnan po natin ang puso naman po ng Panginoon tungkol po sa ukol po sa Kanya pong bayan, no? Jeremiah and God's Heart of Compassion. Yan po ang title po ng ating pong pag-aaralan po ngayong araw po na ito. Gaya po na sabi ko po kanina, we saw the book of Jeremiah is a letter of judgment against Judah. Kung babasahin po ninyo ito, it is a difficult and sad narrative of God's woes against His people Judah because of their rebellion. No, mapapansin po ninyo agad-agad po ang puso ng Panginoon at ang galit ng Diyos sa kanya pong bayan dahil sa kanila pong rebellion, idolatry, at yung kanila pong apostasy. But in spite of this dreadful situation, the Lord's compassion and mercy over the people of Judah is evidently clear throughout this book. No, kahit ang Panginoon, ang puso po niya ay talagang galit po sa kasalanan at dapat lang dahil siya po ay banal na Diyos. Pero mapapansin po ninyo sa aklat po na ito, ang puso din po ng Panginoon bilang isang mahabagin, bilang isa pong Diyos na may awa, bilang Diyos na may kagandahang loob, bilang Diyos na nakikiramay even po sa kanya pong bayan. So throughout this book, mapapansin pa rin po ninyo, hindi po tungkol lamang po ito sa paghatol ng Diyos. Kaya nga po, no, nabanggit ko na po ito last Sunday that Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. No, siya po ay propeta ho na mapanigbog ho sa kasalanan ho ng kanyang pong bayan. Because of his immense sorrow he had for the people of Judah, and his deep grief that his people would cease to become a nation and be scattered to other nations. Lagang lungkot na lungkot po si Jeremiah. And you know, mga kapatid, Jeremiah's eyes resembles God's eyes upon his people Judah. No, ang matang lumuluha, ang mata na basag sa kasalanan ay mata rin po ng Panginoon. That's why, yes, he was called the weeping prophet, but ultimately, ang umiiyak po dito ay walang iba kundi ang Panginoon dahil po sa pagtalikod ng kanyang bayan. And today, mga kapatid, we will look at that theme. We will study how God's compassion over Judah teaches you and I to have the same compassion toward people. Okay? I truly hope and pray that God's compassion will lead us to that same heart for other people as well. I hope and pray po na sa pag-aaral po natin ngayong umaga tungkol po sa kahabagan ng Panginoon, no, meron po yung Tagalog po na nakita ko ang pagkandili ng Panginoon. No, ang kanya pong mayamang awa at biyaya ay siya rin pong awa na maipakita po natin sa iba. And so please open your Bibles sa Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 12 to 18. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 12 to 18. Basahin ko po ito sa wikang Ingles. Sabi po niya sa may verse 12, chapter 3. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your favors to the strangers under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Oh, return, O faithless sons, declares the Lord. For I am a master to you, I will take you one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. It shall be in those days when you are multiplied and increased in the land, declares the Lord. They will no longer say, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and it will not come to mind, nor will they remember it, nor will they miss it, nor will it be made again. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to Jerusalem for the name of the Lord, nor will they walk anymore after the stubbornness of their heart. In those days, the house of Judah will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together from the land of the north to the land that I gave your fathers as an inheritance. Brethren, I would like to share to you three lessons on the compassion of God based on this passage. Tatlo pong magandahong mga bagay ho, or maganda pong katuruan tungkol po sa habag ng Panginoon, compassion ng Panginoon. First of all, God's compassion is without compromise. God's compassion is without compromise. Second, God's compassion is without callousness. And third, God's compassion is without corner. Madali akong tandaan dahil lahat po ay letter C. And I hope and pray na sa ating pong outline ay makikita po ninyo ang puso po ng Panginoon. First of all, God's compassion is without compromise. Brethren, compassion is a theological concern. And in verse 12 to 14, sabi niya, O return, faithless Israel, I am gracious, acknowledge your iniquity. And in verse 14, return, O faithless sons, for I am a master to you. Brethren, look at me. Lately, we heard so much news about tolerance, understanding, love, and compassion. Lately po, yan po ang pinag-uusapan. Diba? Tolerance, compassion, love. And this is the news. Actually, there's one news, for example, about a certain Catholic priest calling other people to, quote, build bridges and feel compassion over people victimized by what we call social injustice and failures. Kaya po, even in the evangelical circle, I think and I hope na alam po ninyo at paano po ninyo tinitignan biblically yung pong tinatawag ko nilang social gospel. The social gospel. And this priest further said that, quote, it is now time for the church to unite with the LGBTQ to mutual respect and understanding. Oh, sounds compassionate, di ba? Sounds parang okay. But brethren, mutual respect and understanding has its context. It has context. Listen, when God demands mutual respect among His people, for example, no, the respect we give to the civil government, it has a context. And sometimes it comes with certain conditions. We are to honor our government. This is just an example. We are to honor a government that will not interfere and contradict with the high purposes and commands of God. If that government says, wag na kayong magtipon, bawal yung pagsamba sa Diyos, then we will not respect that government. Because it now interferes with the high purpose and command of God. But if that government gives us ordinances that will benefit all of us, that will maintain integrity and solidarity, then mutual respect is practiced between two parties. Our government respects civil rights and equal protection and benevolence of each individual, while we in return respect the government through our civil obedience and support. That is mutual respect. But listen, mga kapatid, the problem comes when mutual respect and understanding is applied with no biblical restrictions and limitations. Kapag yung respeto na yan, ay inaalis na natin yung konteksto po kung bakit kailangan nating rumispeto. When one uses that phrase, mutual respect and understanding, when one uses that term and overthrows God's demands, then I believe that compassion becomes out of place. For example po, mayroon pong lumabas po sa Facebook na totoo nga talaga. Sabihin ho ng mga tao, do not judge. They will quote a Bible, pero in-erase ho nila yung sumunod ho doon sa pagsabing do not judge. And then afterwards, wala na. Tinanggal nila yung konteksto nung sagsabing do not judge. But then when God said, listen to this, when God said, I will be gracious to you, I will take you, I will bring you to me, it comes with a context. May konteksto yung pagkakasabi ho ng Panginoon. And God's compassion takes into consideration His very character. That's my point. God's compassion takes into consideration His very character. That is why God's compassion is a theological matter. When God puts His compassionate heart to action, He does not set aside His other attributes. Pag sinabi ng Panginoon, oh, naaawa ako sa iyo, hindi niya tinatanggal yung lahat ng mga yung iba po niyang katangian. Hindi niya sinabi, oh, mahal na mahal kita, pero pinapabayaan niya ang kanyang kabanalan. Hindi po. God is not like us, men, that we tend to divide our feelings or even our faculties in dealing with certain situations. Tayo po mga tatay, di ba? Minsan na uuto tayo ng mga anak natin, di ba? Dahil limitado ho tayo. Magpapakabait, magpapakyut, tapos tayo naman magbibigay. Yun pala eh, nauuto na ho tayo na 1-2-3 na tayo. Please, sorry po sa term. No. So, tayo kasi mga tao, limitado tayo, nadidivide po natin yung ating pong dealing sa sitwasyon dahil hindi natin alam lahat. At ang katangian po natin ay limitado. But with God, hindi po. When God shows His compassion, He does not limit His holiness. He does not limit His grace. He does not limit His sovereignty. Hindi po. That's why there's a doctrine about the unity of God. When God showed His love to you, all His faculties, all His virtues are at work. That's why ang karakter ng Panginoon sa atin, pag-unawain po natin, mind-boggling po talaga. It is beyond human comprehension. That is not with God. He is whole and united. His actions demonstrate the wholeness of His being. And so, let us go back doon sa passage po natin in verse 12. Paano na ang kahabagan ng Panginoon, hindi po niya inaalis ang iba po niyang mga katangian? God's compassion is without compromise. Hindi po siya gumagawa ng kanyang habag at minamalit niya ang kanya pong kabanalan o ang kanya pong kalakasan o kapangyarihan. First of all, brethren, in verse 12, you can see there that God's compassion exalts actually His grace. Sabi po niya, go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. God's message for the apostate as Israel and Judah was for them to return. Yan po ang sabi po ng verse 12. The return, brethren, is not conditioned with their faith. No, hindi sila babalik dahil meron silang quote-unquote pananalig, pananampalataya. On the contrary, sabi po ng passage po natin, they were faithless. They were faithless. They have no inward virtue that would make them move to return to God. Brethren, what prompted God to be gracious and take action for the people of Israel was not their obedience. Hindi po. Naawa ang Panginoon, binigay po niya ang kanyang biyaya, hindi dahil may nakita ang Panginoon, magiging mabait yan. Dahil yan kasi, mga Hudyo yan eh. Hindi po dahil sa kanila pong kasaysayan, hindi po dahil sa kanilang allegiance, but ang habag ng Panginoon ay naibigay sa bansang Israel dahil ang Diyos po ay Diyos ho ng biyaya. Hindi po niya inalis ang kanya pong biyaya nung kanyang ipinakita ang habag po niya sa bansang Israel. But then, God's compassion never confuses His grace. Actually, His compassion springs from His mercy. In the Bible, it tells us that even your salvation, brothers and sisters, your salvation depends not on your works, not because of your works, but because of Him who calls you. In Romans chapter 9, verse 16, so then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. And so, brethren, when a person, listen to this, when a person demands compassion, mahabag ka naman sa akin eh. Kasi, dapat talaga mahabag ka sa akin. Pag ganun po ang lingwahe po ng isang tao, tungkol po sa habag, lalong-lalo na pag sinasabi natin ang kahabagan ng Panginoon o awa ng Diyos, then that person really doesn't understand the nature of God. He does not know God. Yeah, brethren, ano ang magiging application ho sa atin dito? You will always marvel at the grace of God and His compassion. Paul, when he reiterated salvation, that salvation is by grace, na ang pagkakaligtasan ay ayon sa biyaya ng Diyos. Doon po sa gitna po, sa Romans chapter 11, hindi po niya napigilan ang pagsamba at paghanga sa biyaya po na ito. Mga kapatid, lahat po tayo dito ay kinahabagan lamang ng Diyos. Amen po ba? Wala po sa atin dito ay nandito dahil sa kanya pong kagalingan o karunungan o dahil sa kanya pong kagandahang loob o dahil sa kanya pong mabuting gawa. We are all recipient of God's compassion. And that compassion comes from God's mercy. That mercy, indeed, is the grace of God. God granted us His mercy according to His sheer and pure grace. What we experience as a consequence of injustice and failure, listen to this, is due to the fact that we live in a sinful, rebellious world and that we deserve it ourselves because of our own failures and sins. Ha, kapatid, ang mundo, sasabihin nila, hindi, mag-usap-usap tayo, mahabag kayo, out of love, tolerance. Dahil, biktima kami ng injustice ng mundo eh. Minority kami. Mga kapatid, honestly po, lahat po tayo dito ay narapat po talaga ng hatol ng Panginoon dahil lahat po tayo dito ay dahil sa ating kasalanan. At nung ang Panginoon ay nahabag sa atin, hindi dahil diniman po natin po ito, ni hindi dahil na-impluensyahan po natin siya para mahabag po siya sa atin, kundi ipinakita po niya ang kanyang habag sa atin dahil sa kanyang mayamang awa at biyaya. Brethren, my question is this, namamangha pa rin ba kayo sa habag at awa ng Panginoon? Namamangha pa rin ba kayo na isa kayo sa mga binigyan ng awa ng Diyos? Na ngayon po ay nakakatanggap po kayo ng pagpapala ng Diyos dahil nahabag po siya sa atin. Hindi dahil sa ginawa po natin, kundi dahil sa kanya pong purong puso na, maawain at mabiyaya. See, brethren, God's compassion exalts His grace. Second, in verse 13, God's compassion magnifies His holiness. Nung ang Panginoon nahabag po siya sa bansang Israel, no, hindi po niya inalis ang kanyang kabanalan. Hindi niya nilimita ang kanyang kabanalan. Tingnan ho ninyo, sabi niya, only acknowledge your iniquity that you have transgressed against the Lord your God. Verse 13, that you have not obeyed my voice, declares the Lord. But then God's compassion never excuses sin. And here lies the problem today. People rally their causes in the name of compassion and understanding, yet ignoring the virtues of purity, truthfulness, and godliness. Na ang mundo po, sasabihin po nila, no, magdapat mapag-intindi kayo. Kapatid, inaalis nila ang kaugalian ng Panginoon bilang banal na Diyos. In the name of compassion and tolerance and understanding, and yet they ignore the very character of God about His holiness, about being truthful, about godliness. Brothers and sisters, the compassion of God will not compromise His purity and holiness. Let me repeat that. The compassion of God will not compromise His purity and holiness. Nung ang Panginoon nahabag po siya sa atin, hindi lang ho niya basta-basta, oh, okay, yung kasalanan mo, wala nang problema yan. Hindi ho. It cost the very life of His Son to die on the cross so that your sins will be atoned for. Are you still with me? So ang habag ng Panginoon, hindi niya pitipong, oh, mahal kita, okay lang. Wala nang pakialam sa kabanalan ng Diyos. Brethren, God is holy. And He has so much compassion for us, seeing us in our sins. Why? Brethren, because He knows that when we sin against Him, when we turn our back against the Lord, then we lack the greatest blessing and greatest glory in life. No, sa madaling sabi, mga kapatid, kapag ang Panginoon, naawa po siya sa atin, dahil alam niya, dahil tayo ay nagkasala sa Kanya, at siya ay banal, talaga na maawa siya sa atin dahil yung pinakamahalaga sa buhay natin. Nagkakasala tayo, pinipili natin ang kasalanan. Mahabag ang Diyos sa atin. Bakit? Dahil yung pinipili mo, hindi yung pinakapagpapala sa buhay mo. Nang pinakapagpapala sa buhay natin, mga kapatid, ay walang iba kundi si Jesus, ang Diyos. No wonder, nahabag ang Diyos sa atin. Mahabag ang Panginoon sa atin. That's why God is compassionate over us because He knew that we don't possess what we need most, and that is none other than Himself. That's why the Lord plead with the people of Israel. Sabi niya, acknowledge your iniquity. You have scattered your allegiance to many idols. We have not obeyed your voice. And I show compassion to you. Why? Because the greatest blessing, ako yun, pinagpapalit mo. Yan ba, nakakaawa talaga. Alam niyo mga kapatid, sa panunuhin natin ngayon, yes, maawa po tayo sa mga kababayan po natin nagkakaroon ng COVID. Di po ba? Dapat, naawa po tayo sa mga nagkakasakit. Nahabag po tayo. Pero kapatid, kung yung taong yan ay wala kay Kristo, talagang kahabag-habag. Dahil hindi lang po yung sakit po ang rason kung bakit tayo nahabag. Ang pinaka rason kung bakit yung taong yan ay kahabag-habag ay dahil pinipili niya ang kanyang sarili at kasalanan kaysa ang Diyos na pinakapagpapala po natin. That's why God will not compromise His holiness when He shows compassion to a person. Because He knows for the fact that He is holy at ito ang kailangan mo, kapatawaran ng kasalanan mo. Ako mismo. Nakuha niyo mga kapatid? God's compassion magnifies His holiness actually. It magnifies His holiness. This is what God is saying, mga kapatid. Israel, I have compassion over you and calling you to return because you are not pure. You are unclean. And you have exchanged the glory that you have received from me. You have not listened to the words that give life and abundance. That's why, kahabag-habag ka talaga, Israel, sabi ng Panginoon. Third, God's compassion is without compromise. First, it exalts His grace. Second, it magnifies His holiness. And third, in verse 14, God's compassion intensifies His sovereignty. Tinanong ninyo yung progress mo yan. Sabi po sa may verse 14, return, O faithless sons, declares the Lord. For I am a master to you, and I will take you from one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. In the Bible, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 to 5a, sabi niya, you shall not make for yourself an idol. Exodus chapter 20. And in verse 5, no, Moses gave us the very reason why you should not make an idol for yourself. Sabi po ng Panginoon, you shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. I'm a jealous God. Naranasan niyo na ho ba na, lalo po yung mga mag-asawa po sa inyo, diba, anong mafe-feel po ninyo pagka ang inyo pong asawa, mas sweet pa siya doon sa inyo pong kapitbahay o doon pa sa ibang tao? Nako, mga kapatid, gera yan sa bahay. Matutulog ka sa sala. No? Kasi yung dapat, yung sweetness na yon na reserve lang sa'yo, exclusive lang sa'yo bilang asawa, naku, naibibigay sa iba. Eh dapat lang talaga magselos ka. You see, that is the same emotion, that is the same feeling na nangyari po sa Panginoon. Ang bayang Israel ay tumalikod sa Diyos at pinili po nila ang idolo, ang mga Diyos-Diyosan, kaya sabi ng Panginoon, I am a jealous God. Ang pagsamba na dapat para sa akin, binibigay mo. Actually, wala talagang tunay na Diyos, wala talagang Diyos-Diyosan. Kasi ako lang ang nag-iisang Diyos. And yet, binibigay mo sa iba, eh talaga, magsiselos ako. Talaga, magagalit ako, sabi ng Panginoon. God is jealous in a very pure and perfect way because He has all the right to claim and demand it. And so, this is what happened also to the people of Israel. Sabi nga pa noon, I am a master to you, and yet, you have given your allegiance to every tree. Ibig sabihin, kahit sinong bansa, that's a figure po, kapag mayroon po, alam niyo po, kung kayo po ay nasa Pangasinan or nasa Manila po kayo, pagka naglakad kayo, at tirik ang araw, anong gagawin po ninyo? Maghahanap po kayo ng shade, di po ba? So, ginamit po ni Jeremias dito, yung tree. They have put their allegiance to every tree. That's a figure na yung inyong pagsuko, yung pagdidepende ninyo, kahit sino, basta yung nalalaman nyo lang na magbibigay ng kapangyarihan at protection sa inyo, dun na kayo. Samantalang, ako ang Diyos ninyo. Yan ang feeling ng Panginoon. Ako ang nagligtas sa inyo. And yet, kung kanino-kanino kayong bansa nakikialay. At one point in time, they have put their allegiance to Egypt. And problema, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Egypt. O, saan kayo ngayon? God's compassion, naawa ang Panginoon sa bansang Israel dahil ang kanya pong habag ay mas lalong nagpapatindi ng kanya pong sovereignty, ng kanya pong kapangyarihan. Ako ang Diyos mo eh. Nahabag ako sa iyo dahil pinagpalit mo ako sa mga bansa na hindi naman mag-iingat o magpuprotekta sa iyo. Ako ang Diyos mo. And sa mga kapatid, ganyan din po tayo, di po ba? Minsan ganyan po tayo. We put our hope sa mga bagay na temporal, nakala natin magbibigay ng tunay na kaligayahan. Samantalang alam po natin, may Diyos po na namatay para sa atin. But then, God's compassion intensifies His sovereignty, His claim over you. Kasi siya lang talaga eh. Eh talaga nga, maawa talaga ang Panginoon. Kahabag-habag ka talaga. Kung pinagpalit mo ang Diyos na talagang siya talaga ang Panginoon at tagapagligtas mo. But then, God feels pity over a person who exchanges His glory and that person's good to idols who will only bring calamity and death. We had a lot of decisions po. Even tayo po mga mananampalataya, di ba? Mga maraming decision na akala natin yun ang magbibigay ng kaligayahan at joy sa puso natin, yung pala hindi. At may, oh nga Lord, hindi pa talaga. Salamat Panginoon sa pagkukorek po ninyo. And so, brethren, look at Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 6 to 13. Just one previous chapter po, no? Sabi po sa Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 6, sabi niya, they did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt? In verse 8, where is the Lord? Sana yung Diyos na yan. And the ruler who transgressed against me and the prophets prophesied by Baal. In verse 9, therefore, I will yet contend with you. This is something that against you. And in verse 12, sabi po na Panginoon, be appalled, O heavens, at this. Yung expression po na yun, be appalled. Alam niyo sa lingwahe po natin, ay grabe siya oh. Alam niyo yun? Sobra, grabe yan. Tinan niyo, ako ang Diyos na nagligtas sa kanila, pero pinagpalit nila, be appalled. Unbelievable. Parang ganun. Bakit? Ano ho ang nangyari po? Sabi po sa may verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to few for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot even hold water. That's why, talagang nakakamangha, as in, unbelievable talaga. Brethren, His compassion intensifies His sovereignty. Rightly understood, brethren, His compassion calls us to battle against idolatry and apostasy. That's why God's compassion, it is without compromise. Hindi po mahahabag ang Panginoon at babaliwalain niya yung mga iba po niyang katangian. Hindi po. Lahat ng katangian ng Panginoon at work kapag nahabag po siya sa isang tao. Ang kampaon niya kabanalan, ang kanya pong biyaya, at even po ang kanya pong kapangyarihan. And rightly understood, brethren, His compassion, ang habag ng Diyos, calls us to battle against idolatry. It is a call to repentance. It is a call to repentance. Amen? And so when you think about compassion, at ang mundo, wala kayong mga Kristiyano, napaka-harsh ninyo. Ha? Kayo mga Kristiyano, judgmental kayo. Dahil alam po natin na ang habag ng Panginoon ay hindi ito yung klasing habag na alam ng mundo. Ang habag ng Diyos ay kailanman hindi niya ililimita ni hindi po niya aalisin ang kanyang kabanalan, ang kanya pong biyaya at maging ang kanyang kapangyarihan. Kaya pag pinag-usapan po natin ang habag ng Diyos, panawagan po yan sa isang taong dapat maintindi niya ang habag, panawagan po yan para siya ay magsisi sa kanyang kasalanan. Amen? God's compassion is without compromise. Second, God's compassion is without callousness. That means it is not indifferent. It is not cold. Pag ang Panginoon nahabag po siya sa atin, that compassion is grace in action. Okay? Nung ang Panginoon nahabag po siya sa atin, anong nangyari? Namatay ang kanyang anak para iligtas po niya ikaw at ako. Para bigyan po niya ng buhay na walang hanggan. Para dalin po niya tayo sa kanya pong presensya. In Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15-16, sabi niya, I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. Verse 16, it shall be on that, those days that when you multiplied and increased in the land, they will no longer say, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, it will not come to mind, nor will they remember, nor will be made again. Basically, brethren, what did God promise to the people of Israel? God promised to the people of Israel at that time that He will grant them shepherds after His own heart. And listen to me, mga kapatid, one of the imageries God used to speak of Himself throughout the Bible is the figure of a shepherd. No, palagi po yan. Many times in the biblical account, God referred to Himself just to prove that His grace, that His compassion indeed is visible and evident. Ginamit po niya na mga na figure po ay ang pagiging pastol. For example, you just write this down po. Genesis chapter 48 verse 15. In Genesis 48 verse 15, sabi niya, He blessed Joseph and said, The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day. So ginamit po, no? Na ang Panginoon po ay pastol. In Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 24, sabi niya, From the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, from there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. No, ang pastol ho, alam po natin, Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Isaiah 40 verse 10 to 11. Sabi niya, like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. And one prophecy actually po, no, talagang nireserve po, ito pong figure po na ito sa Ezekiel chapter 34. There, 7 times binanggit po ni Ezekiel ang figure po na ito, God being our shepherd. Dahil naunawaan po nila na ang Diyos na ito ay hindi lang Diyos po na nandito. He is not a God for the sake of theological dispute or debate. He is indeed our Father, our Shepherd. His love is not just a love that sticks from sa ating isipan, but His love indeed is evident. How do we know that God is love? Look at the cross. So ang Panginoon po ay hindi lang po siya Diyos na nasa isipan po natin. Siya po ay Diyos talaga na nararamdaman at naranasan po natin. Throughout those passages, we can sense the loving compassion of God as our shepherd. And as our shepherd, He provides for us. He purifies us. He protects us. He gives us peace. And going back to the passage, brethren, in Jeremiah chapter 3, again, sabi po, He will provide shepherds after His own heart. Brethren, listen to this. God was not ignorant and insensitive to the experience of His people. Ang Panginoon, kailanman po, hindi nakakalimot. At hindi po siya indifferent, hindi po siya nang babaliwala sa karanasan po natin bilang po mga bayan po niya. He promised to give shepherds who are faithful to Him and tend His people with instruction and understanding. If you go back in the Bible, Did God really provide shepherds after His own heart? Yes. Okay? Talaga ba ang Panginoon nagbigay po siya ng pastol, nagagabay sa kanya pong bayan? Yes, mga kapatid. During that time, nung sila po ay nakuha na po ng mga Babylonia, God sent prophets like Haggai and Nehemiah. No, even pagdating po nila, nung pagbalik po nila sa Jerusalem, God instructed the people of Judah to go back to the Bible. God gave them shepherds. And one of the prominent teachers at that time is Ezra. That's why in Nehemiah chapter 8 and 9, they went back to the Bible and revival came. Di po ba? Alam niyo yung account mo na yun. And during the time of the New Testament, we know for the fact that Jesus is indeed the great shepherd, our great shepherd. He is our great shepherd. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, alam na alam po natin po ito, seeing the people, He felt compassion for them. And Jesus also used the same figure because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus indeed had compassion for them because the people is distressed and dispirited. That means this distress po, no? If you go back to Matthew chapter 9, 36. God, being our compassionate God, His compassion is grace in action. What did Jesus do? Nakita po niya yung mga tao. They are discouraged. That word, discouraged, alam niyo yung hindi lang na-discouraged na napahiya or alam niyo yung na-frustrate dahil yung expectation dapat mangyari sa kanya tapos napaya, na-discouraged ako. That word, distress, dun po sa Matthew chapter 9, 36, is the word that means really severe faint. Sino sa inyo dito ay mga atleta? Di ba, pag tumatakbo kayo, pagkapagod na pagod po kayo, di ba, babagsak ka na lang, alam mo yun? Yung katawan mo na lang, sasabay na lang sa bagsak dahil sa pagod mo. Ganun po ang description po ng salitang distress po na yun. Jesus saw the people, they are without hope. They are lost. They are sheep without a shepherd. And what did Jesus do? Of course, alam na alam po natin, in the New Testament history, in the Bible, in the narrative, in the gospel narrative, Jesus healed many. He healed many demon-possessed. And eventually, He's the shepherd who laid down His life for the sheep. So hindi sinabi ng Panginoon, "Nako nga, kawawa ka naman. Kaawa-awa ka nga, pagod na pagod ka na." Hindi lang ho yun, mga kapatid. Ang ginawa ng Panginoon ay inabot po niya tayo sa punto na wala na tayong magagawa, wala na tayong pag-asa, at ang kanyang pong binigay mismo ay ang kanyang pong buhay. In John chapter 10, verse 11, sabi po ng Panginoon, "I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Brethren, that is grace in action. That is true compassion. Tunay na habag, nakikita. It is never callous. It is never heartless. It is never insensitive. Amen? How about today? How about today? Did God provide shepherds after His own heart? Yes. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, listen to this. "Therefore, I exhort you, leaders, pastors, and elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed." Verse 2, shepherd, the same word also. It was used by God, it was used by Peter to reiterate the job of the leaders, and that is to tend the flock of God, to shepherd the flock of God, exercising oversight, not under compulsion. And so, brethren, Don't think na ang habag ng Panginoon nandito lang. Ang habag ng Panginoon ay nararamdaman magmula pa po panahon po ng Israel hanggang ngayon, ang habag ng Panginoon nakikita. God provided shepherds over you to instruct you, to disciple you, to guide us into godliness. That is compassion also from God. Amen? Amen. Dalawa lang po. Salamat, Panginoon. Alam niyo, mga kapatid, no? Kaya po, alam po ninyo, kapag kayo po ay pupunta po sa mga gaitong gawain, hindi lang po ito, quote-unquote, worship Sunday service. Ito rin po ay panahon na tinitingnan po natin, Lord, na habag na naman po kayo sa amin. Because now, Lord God, I will listen to your word. And I believe, based on that passage, based on that promise, that you have provided shepherds after your own heart. And I believe, Lord God, with all humility, those leaders, those pastors, although lahat kami talaga, talagang limitado at makasalanan pa rin. And yet, God is using the leaders of the church to shepherd you. And that is an act of compassion. Amen? And so, pag ganun po ang tingin po natin, may iba ang inyo pong pananaw sa leaders ninyo. May iba ang pananaw po natin sa mga gathering na ganito. Of course, you can also apply the principle to your discipler. Even to you, parents, mga kapatid, kayo po mga magulang, you are the shepherds of your home. So, kapag kayo po ay nagtuturo sa mga anak po natin, then you are exercising this privilege in a sense that you are showing to your kids, to your children, the very compassion of God. Lalo-lalo na, mapalad po sila dahil mga mananampalataya kayong mga magulang. Di po ba? And so, mga kapatid, pag ganun ang tingin po natin, you then, hindi lang ho pag-attend. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this privilege that now we are receiving the very compassion, your compassion. Amen? God's compassion is never callous, it is not heartless, it is not insensitive. Actually, God's compassion is a call to obedience. The first one, it is a call to repentance. This point, it is a call to obedience. God's compassion is without callousness. Third, God's compassion is without corners. Look at verse 17 to 18. Verse 17 to 18. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord, nor will they walk anymore after the stubbornness of their evil heart. Again, going back to the promise of God over his people Israel, we notice in this passage that God singled out the city of Jerusalem as the main player of this prophecy. Sabi nga po dyan, Jerusalem will be called the throne of the Lord. You see, mga kapatid, yung pong statement po na yan, this passage is a prophecy. Propesya, mangyayari po sa hinaharap, mangyayari po sa future po. And there's a near fulfillment of this prophecy, okay? That the people of Judah will return to Jerusalem, to the city of Jerusalem, and many nations also will gather and see the glory of God in the city of Jerusalem. And God promised that, God fulfilled that promise. Sa 536 BC, in Ezra chapter 1 to chapter 6, the fulfillment of the prophecy of the ito pong passage po na ito was mentioned in Ezra chapter 1 verse 2 to 3. Bumalik po ang Israel, 536 BC, it was led by Zerubbabel. And you don't need to take this down, but I just like to give a point here. In 455 BC, Ezra led the second wave of return, Ezra chapter 7 to chapter 10. So talagang tinupad po ng Panginoon, ito po, bumalik po sila sa Jerusalem. At nung pagbalik po nila doon, now the second return, the focus of work there is the resumption of the restoration of the temple of Jerusalem or the city of Jerusalem. And in 445 BC, God again fulfilled the promise. Nehemiah led the third return in Nehemiah chapter 1 to 3. And at that point in time, no, the first and second return, ang focus po doon ay restoration ng temple, and even po, magsettle po sila doon. But this time, during Nehemiah's time, the focus of work was the wall of Jerusalem. No, nagkaroon po ng pag-build ng Jerusalem, lalo po yung future po doon. So, totoo talaga, tinupad ng Panginoon ang promise po niya na ito sa Jeremiah chapter 3. But there's also a future fulfillment. During the time of Jesus, Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem as the Passover lamb. And so, ngayon po, the climax of Christianity is, of course, the cross. And we know that the fulfillment of that cross, the crucifixion of Christ, was done in the city of Jerusalem. Alam na alam po natin po yan. In Luke chapter 18 verse 31, listen to this. Sabi niya, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things which are written through the prophets about the Son of Man will be accomplished." Okay? So, hindi nagsisinungaling ang Panginoon nung sinabi niya, hindi, babalik kayo. Hindi sinabi, tingnan natin kung babalik kayo. Hindi, hindi. Talagang totoo ang Panginoon at inaccomplish po niya. Kaya po pagdating po sa buhay ng Panginoon, sabi niya, all the prophecies, all what is written about the Son of Man, about Christ, will be accomplished. So there's the future fulfillment. Christ fulfilled that promise. And also, we will have that fulfillment in the millennial kingdom. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 9, sabi niya, "And they came up on the broad plain on the earth, surrounded come of the saints and the beloved city. And there, Jesus will reign for 100,000 years, or 1,000 years, sorry, in that beloved city of Jerusalem." Now, you will ask me, why are we looking at these historical accounts? No, bakit natin binalikan po yun? Because again, we are dealing with how the Lord will restore Jerusalem or Israel as an act of His compassion. No, binalikan po natin yun dahil ang habag ng Panginoon, kasama po niya, kalakip niya, ay ang kanyang pangako. At ang Israel po, o ang Juda, o ang Jerusalem, ay testigo ng pagtupad po ng kanyang pangako na siyang expression ng kanyang habag. Okay? And so, brethren, such gracious work of God, the passage tells us that it will be known to all the people in Jeremiah 3 verse 17. And this is my point, brothers and sisters, here. God's compassion through the life of Judah or Israel, of course, in the city of Jerusalem, in preserving that city, and eventually how He will fulfill that city, pagdating po sa Revelations, throughout the Bible, God's compassion through the life of Jerusalem or through the life of Judah will be seen by many nations. That act of compassion is His work of preservation and protection for His people Israel. Bottom line, the nation Israel will be one of many evidences that our God is our compassionate and merciful God. Today, mga kapatid, the very proof of the reality and sincerity and truthfulness of God's compassion is the church. That being said, brethren, we are expected to show compassion which was granted to us by our loving Father. No? You see, brethren, in Jeremiah, ang testigo na ang Panginoon ay mahabagin ay tutuparin po niya ang pangako po niya sa Israel. At makikita po yun ang lahat ng bansa. At ngayon po, sa konteksto po natin ngayon, ang nakikitang testigo ng habag ng Diyos ay walang iba kundi ang kanyang iglesia. Tayo bilang mga mananampalataya. Nations are looking at us, and they, I hope and pray that they will sense that we are indeed, or the compassion of God is real. It is true. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. Please open your Bibles with me. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. Lapit na po tayo. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 12, Paul commanded us, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, to put on a heart of compassion. To put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. But if you look at this verse, we might easily say, amen. Amen? Wala na nag-amen. God said, as chosen of God, we must be compassionate. But looking into it more deeply, in verse 11, it tells us that there's no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free. But Christ is all in all. And you might say again, amen. But then, anong point dito sa sinasabi po ni Pablo? That as people of God, being recipient of the compassion of God, we should not be indifferent to other men when it comes to salvation, when it comes to the gospel work or the gospel mission. Brethren, we have to be compassionate. We must put on a heart of compassion kahit sinong kausap mo. And that validated, dito po sa verse 11, when it comes to salvation, there is no more barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free. When it comes to sharing the gospel, when it comes to showing the compassion of God through us, then there must be no partiality. There must be no partiality. In the context of Israel, Jerusalem is a testimony that God's compassion is real. To us today, the testimony or proof that God's compassion is real is the church. Brethren, we might say, talaga ba? Kahit sino? Eh, paano yung kapitbahay kung gumagawa ng kalukuhan sa akin? Siya rin ba? Papakitaan ko ng habag ng Diyos. Yes, kapatid. At one point in time, mga kapatid, nung kami po ay nag-attend po sa isang missions conference, no, yung distinction po or yung, alam niyo yung prejudice na meron sa akin, this is a personal illustration po. Nung pumunta ko po kasi sa Thailand, nag-attend po ng missions conference, akala ko po, pagdating sa prejudice, pagdating sa pagbabahagi ng ebanghelyo, okay na ako. Eh, kahit sino yan, kung M yan, or Buddhist man yan, or Catholic, yeah, share ng gospel. The gospel has no prejudice. No? Wala dapat, humahad lang. Pero alam niyo po, nung pagdating po namin, nung one time, namasyal kami mag-asawa, ay nung nakita po, iba-ibang pananalita, iba-ibang mukha. No? Sabi ko sa asawa ko nga, alam ko, may nakita ko, mukhang ibon talaga. Akala ko hindi tao eh. Akala ko ibon kasi talaga ang tangos na ilong. At biglang nanahimik na, nagulat ka, no? Harang sinasabi niya. No? Brethren, when it comes to sharing of the gospel, may mga prejudice ba sa puso po natin na humahad lang para iabot sa kanila ang habag ng Panginoon? When was the last time that you have seen a person who comes from a different culture and somehow God has given you opportunity to share the gospel and yet mukhang wala akong training? When was the last time na pag nakikita po kayo na isang taong may balabal po sa ulo, mahaba ang bigote, maari, iba ang ating pananamit? When was the last time you have even yung pagpapakita ng kindness and compassion, nahadlangan kayo dahil sa may prejudice kayo sa puso? Brethren, when God said there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, but Christ is all in all, God is validating His promise that His compassion is without corner. It is without limit. Even cultural or geographical restraint, hindi po dapat hadlang sa pag-abot sa kanila ng Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Amen? Peter and Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, that is their call to preach the compassion of God whoever the Lord will place them, whoever the Lord will allow them to meet. And for us also as a church, today our calling is to share the gospel even beyond our borders. God has called us to share the gospel, to show compassion, even sa mga taong sa tingin po natin hindi karapat-dapat o sa mga tingin po natin iba sa atin. God's compassion is without corner. That's why, based on this passage in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 17, God's compassion is a call to missions and evangelism. It is a call to missions and evangelism. You see, one example in the Bible is the life of Peter. In Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35, Peter realized this lesson. No? Sabi ng Panginoon, punta ka kay Cornelius. Hindi pwede, sabi po ni Pedro. Bakit? Kasi nga, Romano yan eh. Hintil yan. Hindi basta-basta lumalapit ang isang Hudyo, marami ako matatamaan na utos ng Panginoon. But then again, yes, Peter obeyed and he came to Cornelius. And he saw the very work of the Holy Spirit. Many of the Gentiles accepted Christ. And in Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35, this is the realization of Peter. And I hope and pray that this is also your lesson and realization as you show the compassion of God to other people. Sabi po niya, I most certainly understood. Ito po yung pagsabi po ni Pablo, for I am convinced. Sabi po ng Panginoon, truly, truly, I say unto you, parang ganun dito po, talagang totoong-totoo. Hindi nagsisinungaling ang Panginoon. Now, I most certainly understand that God is not one to show partiality, but that in every tribe, in every nation, the one who fears Him and does what is right is acceptable to Him. Brethren, it is not us who will determine kung sino ang babahaginan po natin ng Ebanghelyo. Hindi. Hindi po sa ating sariling taste, parang hindi ko feel, sisharan ko ng gospel yan. Eh, masamang tao yan eh. Hindi talaga siya narapat ng habag ng Diyos. Hindi po natin trabaho yung mamili, mga kapatid. God's compassion is without corner. That means it is our responsibility, it is our duty to share the good news kahit sino pa man yan, kahit sino ang kausap po natin. And that is indeed the essence why we have missions and evangelism here. That is indeed the reason why we will send Sister Sabeth to Japan. That is the reason why many of our missionaries are being prepared, because they knew, and you should know also, of the reality and truth that God's compassion is without limit. And I hope and pray that you are one with us. This is a call for all of us to participate, to share the God's compassion to everyone. Of course, alam po natin, aminado po tayo, hindi po natin kailangan tayo ay pumunta doon, di po ba? But you can participate. Brethren, how then should we apply all this truth? First of all, for us believers, gaya po na sabi po ni Pablo, we should imitate the same compassion God showed for His people. Same habag. At ang habag po na yun, mga kapatid, ay habag na banal. Yung habag po na yun ay nagagaling sa habag na naawa tayo dahil hindi lang dahil wala siyang pera. Unahabag tayo dahil recipient siya ng injustice ng mundo. Nahabag tayo dahil yung taong yan ay ligaw sa mata ng Diyos. That person is lost. Same compassion of God showed to His people, also we must imitate. We must put on a heart of compassion. Amen? As believers, and for you, mga kapatid, tayo po dapat ay patuloy na magpakita po nitong habag po na ito. Last time po, when Pastor Robbie preached about missions, about the call for evangelism, alam niyo po, mga kapatid, kung bakit po tayo nakakaabot? Ay dahil sa habag po na ito. Kung wala na tayong, kung ipabaya po tayo o hindi tayo conscious sa compassion ng Panginoon, mahirapan po tayo magministeryo. Kapag tayo ay nawawala sa Panginoon, kapag tayo lumalayo sa Panginoon, o pag tayo po ay nakakalimot sa habag ng Diyos na naranasan po natin, alam niyo, mga kapatid, wala kang pakialam sa katabi mo. Wala kang pakialam doon sa kapitbahay mo. Hindi mo naunawaan ang habag ng Diyos, na ang habag na ito ay magdadala sa kanila sa paghahatol, dahil ang Diyos ay banal. At sila talaga ay kahabag-habag dahil sila ay wala sa Diyos. Mga kapatid, kung hindi ka aware dito, hindi ka conscious, kung di mo talaga titingnan sa puso mo itong habag na ito, you will live a life na walang pakialam dyan sa kapitbahay mo, na hindi mo man lang, wala kang man lang desire makapagbahagi ng salita ng Diyos sa kanila. Dahil nakalimutan mo itong klaseng katuraan na ito, habag ng Diyos. Sa atin din po na nandito po ngayon at maaring wala po tayong relasyon sa Diyos, at sa mga nakikinig sa akin na wala pang relasyon sa Panginoon, you should repent from your sins and trust in Jesus to be your shepherd. Kasi tanong ho natin, hanggang kailan kaya ang pasensya ng Diyos? Huwag na ho natin isipin ang pasensya ng Diyos porque mag-attend ka lang para lang din alis, ma-settle konti ang pasensya ng Diyos. Pagpupunta tayo sa ating Sunday service, eh medyo mapagaan muna ang galit ng Diyos. The Bible tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall under the hands of God. The patience of God, yes, God is patient. But that patience also, that patience is holy. And one day God will judge those who have not submitted, who have not put their faith in Christ. That's why God or Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Go to Jesus. Put your faith in Him. I pray that Jesus will be your shepherd. Amen? So this is compassion of God. This is a call to repentance. The compassion of God is a call to obedience. And lastly, it is a call to missions and evangelism. Next Sunday po, titingnan po natin God's plan of redemption. Jeremiah and God's plan of redemption. Let us pray. Panginoon, salamat po sa kabutihan po ninyo sa amin. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our compassionate God. Your compassion, Lord God, put us into this very situation, Lord God, where now we can behold your grace. Now, Lord God, we can see your mercy. It's not because of us, O Lord. It is not because of what we have done. It is because, Lord God, of your sheer pure grace, Lord. Salamat po, Panginoon. As believers, Lord God, we may not take this for granted, Lord, but always and daily, Lord God, we will marvel at your compassion. We pray, Lord God, that our compassion, Lord God, towards others is not based on what the world thinks, Lord God, about tolerance or understanding, but our compassion is based on your character as our holy, gracious, and loving God. I pray, Lord God, also that our compassion towards others will put in action, will be seen, will be evident and visible, Lord. And one expression, Lord God, of this compassion is to share the gospel, the good news, O Lord. To share the word of God. Salamat po, Panginoon. Tulungan niyo po kami na maging mahabagin sa iba, nangagaling, Panginoon, sa habag po ninyo. Even, Lord God, as we give of our tithes and offering, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to be used as instruments, Lord God, of your blessing towards our church. Gamitin po ninyo ito pong mga ibibigay po namin para sa kaluwalhatian at sa kakalaganap ng inyo pong kaharian sa pamamagitan po ng iglesia po na ito. Salamat po, pinupuri po namin kayo sa pangalan ng iyong Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. Salamat po. God bless you po. Magandang araw po sa inyo lahat. Magbatian po tayo ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon bago po tayo umalis.